month, honey?
No, not that surprised. I think that, like Dave said, he's going to pursue a career in stand-up comedy.
Have you ever had him in here? Actually, he should be in here on the morning show.
Yeah, well, he's
pretty funny. He's funnier than you guys.
That's not hard to be.
Take a hike.
Yeah. They got a funny confidence vote this morning. I heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Did he? That email you were reading, you guys are actually funny.
Oh, yeah. This is from a 13-year-old.
Well, isn't that your target audience?
Yeah. No, actually, our target audience is 18 to 34.
Ah.
So I guess you're out of the demo.
No.
I'm just hanging. I'm clinging to the upper end of that one.
Hey. Ah, that's all right. So anyway, welcome. Thanks for getting your ass up early this morning. We had a bet going whether or not Jason would be here, and of course, Steve wins.
What do you win, Steve?
Knockers.
Well, I bet that he wouldn't be here either. He's just getting
both up. Steve wins. I thought he'd make an appearance or something, but that's all right. He's not an early guy.
Well, I hope he comes in a couple of weeks when his new band, Bachelors, come in. Yeah.
Yeah, he should come in with them. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, you
don't count on it.
So it'll be Nevada Bachelors without their drummer.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to bring Augie, and he's... You told
Augie
me he's,
is out, man.
He's not getting up this early anymore.
He's sleeping in. It boggled my mind, yeah.
No, it wasn't too long ago. You were getting up 5:30 with the kid.
Yeah. But he's learning. Yeah. He's learning the art of sleeping in.
Very smart kid. I saw Steve earlier. You had him on my answer machine. And for 2 years old, he's speaking better English than I am.
He is. Like you said, he's being prompted, though.
Well, it doesn't... Yeah, but I mean, you know, you stay home with...
He walks around with this big teleprompter around his neck.
He's just a puppet. He's just a puppet.
Yeah.
All right. Now, but you're here to promote Subset, which is a new project you got going on with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
All right. Now, and the last time you played with him was over Christmas, last Christmas?
Yeah, we just played two songs. He had a show in the middle of December, and we just got up and did these two songs, and the place kind of blew up. So we thought, we all sort of called each other about 3 weeks later and said,
Actually, I knew right after that show, I was saying to Ricardo, let's do it. Let's go. Let's make a band.
So this has to be pretty exciting to you to, like, come out of, I don't know what you'd say, retirement maybe, and start anew with Sir Mix. Because this sounds great, the stuff you played already for me. It sounds awesome.
It's really fun. I love it. Dave and I have had, like, little bass lines and riffs and this sort of, like, whole branch of funkiness that we never explored and never had an outlet for. And all of a sudden, here we are, like, a place to put all these bass lines and guitar riffs that we've had laying around for years. And it's just awesome. So
now, are you looking to just screw around and have fun like the President's Thing? Or are you looking for this to go commercial, hit it big? And are you going to do that whole President's Thing all over again once you... get that success, which could very well happen.
Yeah, we only knew.
Look, into my crystal ball.
Yeah, but you've been there, done that. You know what it takes.
Yeah, we've gotten up at 6 to go to radio station
after a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love this music that we're making, and I'm kind of fired up. I feel like I've taken a, like I said before when, on Monday when we were talking, I feel like I've taken a time machine back 6 years. I'm like starting over. I feel pretty fresh.
Yeah, that's got to be cool.
Yeah.
After having all that success and then saying, you know what, whatever, backing off, taking some time off. Obviously, you've taken a lot of time off. And now getting right back into it, starting up a new project that seems like it could be a lot of fun.
I know. I'm approaching it with just pure enthusiasm. I don't feel like I have to do this. So I know I want to do it. So that's great.
No expectations.
Yeah.
And Mr. A-Lot doesn't fly, so we figure any touring schedule that might result couldn't be too hectic.
Is he afraid to fly?
I don't know if he's afraid of anything.
He just doesn't do it.
Is that what he goes by, Mr. A-Lot?
To you, pal.
Reservations for Mr. A-Lot?
Party of 19, Mr. A-Lot.
Now, tomorrow's your first show together as Subset at the Crack, right?
Right.
Who else are you playing with?
A great band called Miracle Whip.
Now, is that an offshoot of Goodness?
I don't think so.
No, it's kind of people from Shuggy, Mike Musburger from the Posies on the drums.
Right.
You're thinking of
not in the Posies,
Miracle Dream.
Miracle Dream?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Miracle Dream Theater.
Miracles can happen.
Miracle Skin.
But this band is awesome. I've never seen them, but I've heard rave reviews. They're like this instrumental R&B New Orleans funky soul experience. Guitar, organ, and drums. And then a woman named JR is opening up. She's a singer-songwriter.
Cool.
And I don't know a damn thing about her, but I hear she's good.
We'll find out.
And then Subset hits the stage and tears the place to pieces.
Well, see, this is cool because it sort of, you know, mixes in there. So it's got the rap element, but I think it has the energy of the Presidents. You know, very up, very fun. And we're going to find out.
We get into some mellow grooves, too. We got, I was saying before, we got this new song called What Can I Lick? It's like 10 minutes long, and it just goes on and on and on and on.
Well, isn't that the way people like it?
Yeah, until the dawn, actually.
Yeah,
until
the break of
dawn.
All right. What is the first cut I'm going to play called?
First cut is Beach Rats.
Beach Rats. Okay, I'm going to do that after music news, so stick around.
Wait a minute, Lou's traffic report here. This is written by like a 12-year-old.
That's not my handwriting.
The eyes are dotted with circles and hearts.
That's goofy. I'm sure this is our new intern, Carmel.
It's being written in Crayola crayon.
Yeah, that's all right.
I listen to this stuff and actually take it seriously. In this traffic report, it's written with a little curly. There's little flowers dotting the eyes. It's on a ripped out piece of notebook paper.
If you can find a better way to work listening to our traffic report, something's wrong.
Don't believe a word of it.
I know. It's like the weather. So is this going to be, like, after I do these commercials, we're going to play the first song from Subset. Is this the first time anybody's ever heard this?
Any member of the public, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Subset next on the end.
Traffic brought to you by Swanies and the Comedy Underground, presenting Chris Alpine and Shard Hogan this Thursday.
Hopefully it'll lighten up and get a little sunshine later on so we can get out of the boat.
It's going to be like this all day.
Sam Jackson's in town. He's going to be at GameWorks tonight, so that'll be indoors. That'll be good.
Are you going to be at GameWorks?
Hell yes. Getting my Star Wars action figure signed.
Yeah. Our good buddy, Samuel L. Jackson, Dave.
Oh, yeah, we're tight. Sam, if you're out there, hey.
Yeah. Word up, G-Ride.
We were standing around backstage at some show, and you know how publicists are always like maneuvering people and taking photos and stuff. Right. All of a sudden, we're like standing there with Samuel L. Jackson, and we get a picture taken, and I just turn around and say, I'm sorry, man. He's like, it's all right.
Chris Ballou and Dave Dieter, formerly of the Presidents, new band with Sir Mix-a-Lot called Subset. They premiere tomorrow night at the Croc. What time the doors open?
10 o'clock, I think, is on the
ad. First band probably at 10. Doors, you know, you can get there as early as you want. Start drinking.
Absolutely. Get a good standing place.
Isn't that what it's all about, really?
Yeah.
Sell drinks.
All right, this is the first song by Subset you're going to hear on the radio ever anywhere in the world. And it's very good.
Actually, it's one of the first songs we wrote, too. This is like the song that came out of the session that we first collaborated. So,
what's it about? How did it come together? It's called Beach Rats.
Well, Beach Rats, I don't know. It's about some sort of Santa Monica.
It's just Chris had the...
Well, with this collaboration between you guys and Sir Mix, who writes the songs that make the whole world sing?
Well, this song's a good example. Chris had kind of a main riff that he was jamming on the bass. We'd actually recorded another tune, and he just started playing this riff, and I came up with this little guitar line over the top, and we made an arrangement out of it, and we gave it to Anthony. Oh, excuse me.
Mix. Oh, no.
Oh, oh, wow.
We gave it to Carl, and he said,
gave it to Fred.
Oh, great.
And then it finally went to Mix.
Right. Carl couldn't make anything out of it. So.
Well, is this going
to
be...
So he gave it to Chauncey, I mean Mix.
But is this going to be a complete departure from the Presidents or Mix, or is it just a mixture of
Let's
the two?
Play the music. Come on.
All right.
We've been trying to describe this for so long. Let's just hear it.
All right. It's Beach Rats on the end.
Woo!